science, learning, business, community, you. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week I really want to follow up on the discussion that we started last week with the idea of the identity lag. So I want to explore this week why motivation alone can't survive the identity lag that happens between the person that you were and the person that you want to be, or the leader that you were and the leader that you want to be. I guess it comes down to there's a moment that almost everyone recognizes. You decide something is going to change. You're clear, you're focused, you feel motivated, and this time feels different. You feel like you are really going to make that change for the better. And for a while, everything works. You take action, you show up, you start to move forward. But then something happens, not suddenly, not dramatically, but gradually. The energy fades, the consistency slips, and old patterns start to creep back in. And the usual explanation is, I've just lost motivation, or I've hit a roadblock and maybe I can't do this, because you start to justify to yourself why something has failed. But losing your motivation, that's not actually what's happening. What's happening is something deeper, it's something quieter, and it's something most people therefore never notice, and it is this idea of identity lag. Now, if you want a proper definition of what identity lag is, identity lag is the gap between who you are right now and who you are trying to become. And that gap matters much more than people realize, because when you try to change something in your life, you don't just change behavior. You're stepping into a version of yourself that doesn't fully exist yet. And for a while, motivation can bridge that gap, certainly, and it can carry you forward, but it can't hold it. Because eventually your behavior starts to drift back toward your current identity, not your future identity. It's not that your intentions are wrong, and it's not that your goals are wrong, or there's a gap. It's the gap in your identity from where you are to where you want to be. And that's where most change efforts quietly break down. Now, in my book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better, this shows up in a very specific way. We talk about the idea that you don't rise to your intentions, you operate from your internal structure. And identity is part of that structure. It's not just what you think or what you say, it's what feels normal, what feels sustainable, and what feels like you. So when someone tries to be more disciplined or more consistent or more focused, but their internal structure hasn't shifted yet, there's friction. And over time, it's that friction that wins out. Now, in my book, You 2.0, we have 13 principles. And one of them is the kill or monsters principle. Stamp on the critters while they're small and don't let them grow into being Godzilla, is the theory. But it's kind of like an adaptation of Kill All Monsters, the identity, dealing with the identity gap, because when people experience this friction that I've just mentioned, they often interpret it as failure. They think, I'm not disciplined enough, I need more willpower, I need to push harder, I'm not good enough to do this. So they try to fight it. They try to eliminate their perceived resistance. The problem is misunderstanding what the resistance represents. That resistance is the gap between your current identity and your intended one. It's not a monster to kill. It's a signal to understand. And if you keep trying to fight it, this imaginary monster, because it's not a monster, it's a gap, you end up exhausting yourself, not improving yourself. Now, I've got another principle in the book called the Einstein Principle, where I examine several of his musings. He was a great thinker and philosopher, not just a great scientist. And so I gathered some of his most famous sayings together, like, imagination is more important than knowledge, for example, and explain the lessons that are in that for us all to learn in terms of becoming a better person, becoming a better leader, better community member, better family person. I was going to say man, but family person. And to really understand what he was trying to get at when he came out with these musings. And within that, there's this idea that people try to optimize too early. They build perfect routines or detailed systems or strict rules, and they try to engineer their future self based on that before they've actually stabilized the basics. And this is within Einstein Principle and U 2.0, because what he was actually getting at is, in several of his sayings, was don't try to operate at a high level before the foundation is stable. Because when you do, you create a system that only works under ideal conditions. And when those conditions slip, which they always do, just look at what happened with the latest Middle East turmoil, for example, completely out of the blue, and it knocked everything sideways. And that's when things collapse, because it's not because you're incapable, it's because you tried to run before you could walk consistently. Motivation is part of that, and why it fails at this point is because there is a pattern. Motivation creates the surge pushes behavior forward, but if identity hasn't caught up, the system can't hold, and eventually things revert. Not all at once, but enough. And this is why motivation feels unreliable, because it is. It's not designed to be stable, it's designed to be the trigger to get you going and to give you that initial surge. But it's not the foundation to build everything else on. It's where we need to reframe the idea of discipline, because it often gets misunderstood. Discipline is usually framed as doing things you don't feel like doing. And there is some truth in that, but it's incomplete, because real discipline is not just forcing behavior. It's aligning behavior with a structure that can sustain it. If your system is fighting your identity, the discipline itself therefore becomes exhausting. If your system is aligned with your identity, discipline becomes a quieter force. It becomes more consistent, less dramatic, and that enables you to keep making progress. So what does all this mean in practice, and what can you do instead of falling into this trap? Well, there's three things really to bear in mind. The first one is expect the lag. When you change direction, there will be this period where things feel unnatural. That's not failure, it's transition. And you need to understand the difference between that and keep remembering there's a person that you are, a person that you want to be, or a leader that you are, and a leader that you want to be. And as much as you're doing everything right, you have still got a lag between your mind accepting this new reality. It's just this gap that is so important for you to deal with. So I just expect that to happen, and then when it does happen, just deal with it accordingly. Because two, the second thing you need to do is you need to stabilize before you optimize. Don't try to build the perfect system. Build a repeatable one instead. Something you can do on a good day and on a bad day, and always choose progress over perfection. Keep moving forward. That is the name of the game. And you shift identity through evidence. Identity doesn't change through intention, it changes through repetition. Small, consistent actions that begin to feel normal. After all, you've been doing the other thing, the past you, for years, and in some cases decades. And even if you've been at it a few weeks and a few months trying to get to this new version of you, in whatever area you want to be in, that's weeks and months against years and decades. And it takes time for something to become truly ingrained within you as a new, successful habit. It's important that you understand all that. So, if you find yourself thinking, I just need more motivation, pause. and ask a different question. Am I trying to operate ahead of my current identity? Because if you are, the solution isn't more effort, it's better alignment. It's having more patience, and it's getting a system together that actually fits where you are, not just where you want to be. Just get this idea that motivation can start change, but it's your identity that will sustain it. And if you understand the gap between the two, you can stop fighting yourself and start building something that actually lasts. Now, as always, there will be a post in the ThinkWorks forum, part of my website. So if you go to darreninfom.com/ThinkWorks forum, you'll see that there's a ThinkWorks recent room in there, and the post for this episode will be there. So come and join the conversation. Come tell me your own ideas about identity lag and how you can deal with it, how you can spot it. Join the discussion, ask questions. And after all, this is what ThinkWorks is all about. And keep asking questions, because I mean, the theory of relativity, I mentioned Einstein, he came up with that by asking himself five questions to come up with the theory of relativity. And the first question was, what time is it? That's how he came up with this whole concept. So just remember that questions are important and they're powerful. And if you want to practice asking questions by going into my forum and asking me questions, please go ahead. In my opinion, there is no such thing as a stupid question. So take care, everyone. It's a crazy world out there, as I've always said. Keep reading positive stuff, new strategies, new ideas, and taking positive steps to protect your input into your mind. Try and get away from all the negativity stuff. And above all, keep asking questions. I'll see you all soon. Bye for now.
If you would like to find out more, or to join in the conversation, each episode of ThinkWorks has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninfom.com/community and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching at DarreninForm for news, tips, and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.